Yes,
be good.
I did. Have you found yourself saying things like, well, I'm just kind of stiff in the morning?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why things need to be recorded.
I was talking about
ankles.
What's the context?
Like your ankles.
Yeah, was stiff in the morning?
Okay, I was talking about, it was a commercial for Cape Integrative Health.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realize what I said.
I was
talking about how, like, when you get out of bed and you first plant your feet on the ground and you go, ooh, my ankles are stiff. You know, like, a lot of people deal with that. And that is something that I've talked to them about, that's not normal. Like, we just accept that.
You get stiff ankles in the morning?
No, I don't. But they said that this is something that people just accept it and don't tell anyone about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that can be better. You know, that's something that they can fix.
Well, luckily.
Yeah. That's not the other thing. The other thing is not their business.
Thankfully, you don't have that. Stiffness
in
the morning.
They can't fix that other stiffness.
Yeah.
Don't call them for that.
Don't ask for that.
No, you can't.
Tell them Blake sent you.
Yeah, you don't call the feel-better team for that.
The feel-good team? No, they can't help with that?
Right. Have you found yourself saying things like, well, I'm just kind of stiff in the morning?
I really can't believe I said that.
We get off the air, and I literally look at him. I'm like, so you're stiff in the morning? And he's like, what?
What?
I'm like, you realize what you just said?
Kelly, that's not appropriate.
No.
Well, you just said it on the radio, dummy.
Why is nobody calling?
I said what?
Yeah.
Come on, people, wake up.
I know.
I'm just asleep at the wheel here.
I know.
How do you let that slide?
I don't know.
Well.
How do you let that slide?
I'm not going to say how, but I think we all know how.
Okay.
All right.
What does that mean?
Nothing. This is yours, not mine. I'm not taking it.
I'm trying to see if I have, no, I don't. Kelly had a good one this morning. Oh, yeah, it was about the pickle.
Oh, yeah.
It was about finding the pickle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, pickle, you know, we play hide the pickle all every year, and I'm like, only once a year. So, it's about the ornament in the tree.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so 1 in 10 people say they still go Christmas caroling.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's the thing about 1 in 10 people will still go caroling this holiday season. And I thought, God, you know, that's something that, like, you see in movies.
Right.
When was the last time? I'm really genuinely curious. 79 Coast, is there anyone listening who, A, has gone caroling, like not just singing Christmas carols at home, but where you go to a stranger's house with a group of people, knock on the door, and start singing in their face?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyone listening do that or actually open the door and go, oh my God, there's carolers?
I feel like I did that in high school, but I'm not 100% sure. The memory's fuzzy.
Yeah.
But if a group of carolers came to my house, I would think they're trying to distract my attention because they're breaking in through the other window.
Right? Oh, so you'd, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a normal.
You have to
it's
set
not,
booby traps everywhere.
Right.
Exactly.
Like Home Alone.
Exactly.
This
I don't
is what
think
it would
it's a normal.
Like. Not home!
Lights go out.
Get off my porch! I know what your plan is. I'm
but
calling
seriously,
the police.
Have you ever had carolers?
No.
Either of you? No.
My kids did it last year or the year before.
Oh. See, I would die
if kids
did.
We were at a little, you know, like a little party, you know, outside, and the kids were like, we want to go. We're like, go sing Jingle Bells or something. And
yeah.
They did.
Oh, that's cute.
And apparently, like, it was a hit. They came back with, like, candy or something. I don't know. It was.
Well, see, now that's the difference. If a group of kids, I would melt in my everything. Are you kidding me? But an adult, no. How much have you been drinking? That's what I would be thinking.
Well,
like, you know, what's in your eggnog?
Well, hopefully you're drinking.
Wait a minute.
Part of the.
Which of the three of us would be the most likely to go caroling?
Of course I do it.
And imagine Kelly showing up at your door. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Big finish.
I had a very aggressive caroler.
I'd bring cymbals and maracas, and it would be a whole thing. One-man band.
You'd look like Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins when he's got all the drums all strapped to him, and he's like, he got the little horn thing that he's squeezing between his legs.
Mrs. Claus is here.
One-man band.
Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Rachel, buckle your seatbelt.
Yeah, very important.
Oh, my God, I'm busted.
Click it or ticket.
Your car just outed you right on the radio. Rachel, have you had carolers show up at your house?
I have gone caroling.
You have? So with who?
Hiram, and we used to meet at the Christmas tree at the park and have, like, a Christmas tree lighting, and then one of the moms would bring all the kids around the block to knock on each door and sing.
How about that?
Huh. That's really cute. Cool.
And people would, I imagine they open the door, they're all full of Christmas spirit.
This was the 80s, so yeah, they loved it.
Oh. And it was in the 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they were full of something back then.
Yeah. The 80s?
Yeah. Wow.
All right, thanks,
we're
Rachel.
Way back.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
So, Merry Christmas.
Way back.
7-9 Coast. She was the only one who called. So, yeah, it is. It seems kind of dated. You know, it's in all the 80s and 90s Christmas movies.
Yeah.
You know,
it seems like it would be a thing to do during COVID, though, because it's outside and you can kind of socially distance and
well,
that sort of thing.
I vaguely remember there being a thing that was like anti-caroling because singing.
That got canceled, too?
Yes. No, it really did, because even though this was before we knew that outdoors was really safe.
Yeah.
Because they were concerned that singing... Because
you spit when you sing.
It spreads
stuff comes
yeah.
out.
That's why like choruses
yeah.
couldn't meet. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me grab this one. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Who's this?
This is Andrew.
Andrew, did you go a caroling or did you have carolers?
I have gone caroling, but it was in a little bit of a different scenario. We actually were in a nursing home, so we were just going like door to door.
Oh, that's sweet.
I would
that's
love
sweet.
To yeah. do that.
That's really sweet. Yep. Yeah.
But then, you know, I have old people don't like me. I'm too loud.
What?
It's a thing. They
oh,
don't.
That's
wait.
All right.
Yeah.
I
but
love
I would
that,
totally
I love that
Andrew.
Andrew didn't say, no, of course they do. He just went, yeah, you're right. They don't. Yeah, but that's okay.
You're probably right there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I
that's
would...
okay. You know what? It's not everyone can like you.
No. I don't know. It's not that. I mean, think about it. If you're quiet, how are they going to hear you when you're singing?
Exactly.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I think old people should love Kelly because they don't have to turn up their volume.
Well, I annoy them, and old people are very honest.
Solo each part.
Yeah, she would solo it. Well, at least it would sound like that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Andrew. Awesome.
Absolutely. Have a great one, guys.
You too.
See you later.
Bye.
Hey, good morning. Did you go caroling?
Yes.
You did? Okay. When was that?
So my in-laws make us go every year.
And it sounds like you love it.
Make us go.
Yeah, you're all into it, aren't you?
To do it.
Yeah.
They all love it.
Oh my God!
You know this is going to get brought up at Christmas.
Totally,
this is going to be an argument.
No, they're already planning on it. It's in the family chat. We're doing it
now. And do they have like little books with the lyrics and stuff, or have they memorized everything?
A lot of it's memorized at this point, but she does print off a lot of.
Oh my gosh, they really get into it.
Wow. Oh yeah, no, it is a thing.
Do people have solos, and then if like someone steps on their solo, do they get mad?
No, we just kind of all sing together.
You don't sing.
Don't sing.
No, you mumble.
Yeah.
I like mouth the words.
All right. Yeah. This is going to get brought up. You know, I was listening to the show that day.
Oh, I guess you don't
yeah,
like
what's
it.
Your name?
Liz.
Liz is gonna. Yeah. Liz, you know, we listen to the Blake Show too, and by then she's gonna forget about this, right? Yeah. So you know what? We're gonna give you a solo this year.
Yeah.
Right. Front and center. Yeah.
Take that.
No hiding in the back.
Yeah. No mouthing.
I'm gonna invest in one of those bells.
I'll bring the bell.
Liz, you're gonna sing "Oh Holy Night" the whole thing. Go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Poor Liz. We need to save. We need to make t-shirts. Free Liz.
Yeah,
save Liz.
I go caroling. My in-laws make us do it. Terrible.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm freezing.
Can we please go to my parents' house this year? They don't make us sing.